Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning. Here we go.
What's up, you dumb bitch?
Getting approaching.
Jeez, you're aggressive.
So aggressive.
You know, you're a father now. You need to shape up.
No. See, I got to get it all. Got to get it all out of my system here, man. That's what I got to do. Otherwise, I go home and I'm yelling at the baby. It's terrible. It's just awful. What's up, you dumb baby?
It's gonna run away. It's gonna run away. Yeah. At two.
Oh God, I'm out of here, man. All right, we got to keep it moving here. It's time for your morning dump party. Let's do it.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. You know, this is like the third day in a row we've had a crazy delay. What's going on? Is your wife streaming porn again? Stop it.
She might be. I haven't been up there in a while.
Ah. Just ripping through those frozen bananas, man.
you stay away from her and her frozen bananas.
Frozen bananas. All right, well, let's try and limp through this delay and all. So just how glued are we to our devices? Well, 3/4 of adults say they can't imagine going a full day without looking at a screen. A British study says that the average person spends 6 hours a day in front of a screen, whether it's a phone, computer, or TV. And 6 in 10 of us say working from home is making our screen addiction even worse.
Dude, it's wild. It's a wild thing. So the other day I was on the couch scrolling through my phone and I had that moment where I was like, oh, dude, years ago, what would I be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like this is an entertainment thing to where it's like almost too addicting. You need to put it down and you need to go outside. I tell myself that a lot.
So,
and I still scroll a lot.
It's, you know, and going outside, absolutely, during the day. And I guess for me, like, the screen time thing doesn't worry me too much because if you're counting in TVs, like, there's a TV in pretty much every room. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just like, okay, do we count that? But also, I was on this big kick of like, oh, we got to put our phones down and this is a ridiculous. But also, too, like, it's such a crazy piece of technology. Like, if you were to go back to the 50s, go back to the 1800s, and you told people, like, look, I have this little thing that I can get literally all the world's information on. I can watch videos. Like, me and Riley, my daughter, we were watching a bass fishing video. I mean, she wasn't really into it, but I was into it. But it's like right there. I can just sit there, put the phone up, and watch something that's entertaining to me. So I don't know if maybe it's a... Obviously, you got to get outside, get some vitamin D. I'm not saying be glued to your phone the whole time.
Yeah, it's you're numb to it now, though. See, that's the problem is like it's so you're so used to it. You do it so much and it's become such a part of your daily life that you don't really think about it. You don't need it. You really don't need it.
Well, no,
our buddy Sam didn't have a smartphone until like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but just because you don't need it doesn't mean that it's not a cool thing to have. That's what I think. Look, there's obviously you can be glued to it too much, but this whole demonizing, I think I've gotten off of that because, dude, if I want to watch a video, why not watch the video? You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
It's nice. It cuts things in half. Shortcuts everywhere with your smartphone. Think about, okay, recently, like I've been buying stuff for this pontoon boat that we got, right?
Yeah.
Like, dude, years ago, how many trips to the store I would have had to make?
Yeah.
Where now I'm just like, I'm in the boat looking around. I'm like, okay, boom, 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 Amazon, Amazon, Amazon.
Yep.
There you go. It's coming tomorrow. It's wild, dude.
And
if
you're going to sit there and then go, oh, no, I miss the good old days, writing it down, pen and paper and making going. It's like, shut up. No one misses that. That's not.
No one misses it, but I kind of miss the way times were at that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you know, like you didn't know any different at that time.
Yeah,
so there's something about that, like. I feel like the phones have really isolated people. You know, like there was something about going to the store and then you come back like a half hour later. Oh, I was sitting there talking to so-and-so.
Yeah.
Because it's just weird, man. It's changed a lot.
Who do you really want to talk to, though? I mean, come on now. I'm much better off just staying away from everyone.
Yeah, a lot of times you'll see somebody at the store and you'll put your hat down
exactly.
a little bit more.
You know how many times I've been able to avoid conversations because having the mask on and people, like, you recognize someone, but you're like, oh, I got my mask on. They're not going to recognize you. And then they catch you and you're like, damn it.
Get in and out.
No, I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it. Let's just keep our noses buried. It's fine. Let's just get through this life without having to interact with everyone all the time. Anyway, lastly, let's end with this because I did bring up something there about working from home. This survey seems like trash. 2 out of 3 Americans want to go back to work? Really? 2/3 say they're looking forward to the office, but 9 out of 10 worry for their well-being. Who put, what kind of jokers put this on? No one wants to go back to the office, man. This is ridiculous.
Maybe it depends on your situation. Maybe the kids are driving you nuts, or maybe, you know, the husband's working at home too and he's driving you nuts. But you know what?
2/3
If you can't work from home and you're, not 2/3. That's exaggerated.
I feel like this is like a bunch of like CEOs got together and said, let's put out a study. God, let's make this seem like everyone.
This fake study to get people back in the workforce.
No one wants to go back to the, I mean, come on now. Like if you can, why not sit on the couch and do your work from home instead of having to go sit next to that Karen that you work next to? I mean, come on. Working from home is dope, dude. It's great. It's
fantastic. Know what? It really is. It really is. There's something nice about being able to go up and just make yourself a sandwich. Yeah. Or, dude, like sometimes in between breaks, oh, I'll go take a shower. Can't do that at the studio.
No. Just being able to use your own bathroom instead of that gross company bathroom that apparently no one likes to aim. Like, good God. Like, it's like people forget all sorts of manners and just being a decent human when they use the restroom at work. It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So like,
I do miss flipping Pat Moody off, though, as he walks by.
Obviously, that's the one good thing that I still get. Like, I still get to flip off my coworkers. That's one of the joys of it. But,
Pat.
I still feel like, you know, I feel like there's some higher-ups that are like, well, we need to justify our job, so let's make it seem like everyone misses being here at the office for 40 hours a week. Get out of here with that trip. 2/3 of Americans. Maybe a third. Maybe. But get out of here. Yeah. Get out of here. All right. Well, there you go. What do we got? We got smartphones and nobody wants to
fake
go back
studies.
Fake studies of BS. All right. That is your morning dump. We're going to be back.